Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein talking to you this beautiful Sunday morning. And there's a few things I want to share with you that's happened over the last week or two. And then also introduce a very special guest I have with me this morning to share some of his ideas. First, I just want to share a couple things that happened this past week. On Saturday, I attended the Sykesville Freedom District Fire Department's 85th anniversary awards dinner and volunteer recognition dinner. Talk about a great tribute to leaders, to our community, the selfless service they provide. It really takes the volunteers to make the things run in Carroll County. Another great example of our volunteer force is last week I attended the Seniors on the Go Expo. The team putting it together from Citizen Services and the Bureau of Aging and Disability did just a great job with their efforts, along with all the volunteers that supported them putting the program together, which probably brought in a couple thousand folks to the Ag Center to see all of the activities and programs happening in Carroll County that are available for our seniors. Another great example of volunteers and how the community is working together is focusing on our veterans. As you know, me being a veteran, it is one of my high priorities to ensure that we do the best we can for our veteran population here in Carroll County. The shuttle services are running well, bringing our veterans from Carroll County to points of destination, mostly in Baltimore with the VA Center off of Green Street and also the VA Center in Martinsburg, along with some of the clinics. These are services available to our veterans. So those that are taking advantage of it, that's great. Those that are not, find out more information about it, get onto the shuttle if necessary, and get taken care of. There's nothing we can do better than taking care of a community that has taken care of us for so long. The second thing I just want to share is with regrets and sorrow to talk about the passing of our Speaker of the House, Delegate Mike Bush. Delegate Bush has been, as you know, a steward of Maryland for quite some time. This has nothing to do with politics. This has everything to do with service. And Speaker Bush gave his all every day as Speaker of the House. So our thoughts and prayers are with the Bush family in this time of sorrow. The next thing I just want to share is a couple of activities that we recently did within government. One is focused on a comprehensive rezoning. We've had a couple of community sessions dealing with comprehensive rezoning. They're focused on commercial, industrial, and employment campuses. Great turnout from the community, and I believe we're answering is the questions that the community provided then and continue to provide. Again, nobody is a better expert than you in telling how we can do things right when it comes to your property. And speaking of which, as you know, the Freedom Plan, Freedom Comprehensive Plan, was put together and adopted late last year. Now it's time to execute. I encourage the community within the Freedom District, down in Eldersburg and Sykesville, to continue to stay involved and build a community team. I am committing myself to you and also the resources that I can bring to the table in helping a community team come together and participate because, again, I really believe in the listen, learn, lead approach, and I'm very willing and must listen and learn from you on how to do things best, especially in the Freedom District. We are walking into the budget season. This past week, we had a couple of sessions talking about the budget, my priorities when it comes to the budget. One is the infrastructure dealing with the state roads on 3226 and Maryland 851. We've got to get it right in alleviating some of the traffic, working on widening the roads, and making them safer for commuters going in and out of Carroll County. Also tied to that are the sidewalks and working on getting sidewalks along those state highways, but also the sidewalks around our schools as being a priority of mine. Another priority is ensuring again that we take care of our men and women in red, blue, and green. And specifically here are men and women in blue, our sheriff's department, and focusing on the sheriff's disability request and taking care of those servicemen and women that have been disabled in the line of duty and when they cannot perform, ensuring that they have the disability appropriate to their challenges. I already mentioned the Veterans Services as being a priority. Along with that are the nonprofits that take care of our community. We must continue to work hard to address their needs and resource them the best we can. The economic and business development has always been a continuing theme of mine from when I was campaigning to now in government. The importance of economic and business development and getting it right where it makes sense. Continuing to focus on our public schools is paramount. The last priority when it comes to the budget is something that's very difficult to talk about, and that is the importance in addressing the opioids and drug situation. When it comes to building more triage beds for those going through relapse, or the education programs, or all the resources necessary to take care of our community. In the last few minutes, I share with you some of the highlighted activities that I participate in, some of the activities that are ongoing within the government here in Carroll County to make our community better, and then walking into the budget season, which is going to be a difficult challenge for all of us, but going into the budget season, which is a must. I look forward to continuing to have the dialogue with you and getting your insight and input in doing the best we can for Carroll County. Okay, now it's time for my special guest. Special guest today is Bill Hudson, and Bill is the executive director of the former students and friends of the Robert Moton School. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Thank you for this opportunity to talk about the history of Robert Moton High School here in Carroll County.
And really what I'd like to do is just open it up to you, share with me and the community what this nonprofit's all about, where it was established, activities you've been doing over the past few years, and what you want to do in the very near future. So over to you.
Originally, when the former Students and Friends was organized, it was an organization that gave recognition to the former teachers of Robert Moton High School. After that, our mission changed, and we began giving out scholarships to African-American students here in Carroll County. To date, we have given out approximately $200,000. We feel this is an important part of our livelihoods, and it's very important to the students here in Carroll County. Robert Moton High School was closed in 1965, and integration set in. And as we lived that part, we found that a lot of our children were not being recognized as far as giving scholarships. So that was how our mission began. Our children were just as qualified as the other students, but were not being recognized. So we began giving out scholarships. At that time, we were giving 7 scholarships out a year. And because of the increase in school costs, we decided to be more equitable and give out 2 scholarships, a $3,000 scholarship and a $2,000 scholarship. So that's where we are today.
So the Robert Moton School was located where in Carroll County?
It's located over here on Center Street.
Okay, so in Westminster.
In Westminster, yes.
Okay.
It was the only school that black children could receive a high school education in Carroll County.
What I've learned over a very short period of time are some of the activities and high points, and even some of the low points that we may have gone through within Carroll County that really makes Carroll County who and what we are today. And Robert Moton School was a part of that. It was an opportunity for children to learn. Unfortunately, it was during a time of segregation. We have moved fast forward through those challenges. But the importance of understanding the Robert Moton School and the value that it had, how would you like to continue that effort?
A couple years ago, we approached the county commissioners to designate the former school as a historical site. But because of the many renovations, that was impossible to do. So we're now seeking to have a museum there at the school to put on display a culture of blacks here in Carroll County as far as education, religion, etc.
Go ahead, please.
Just to educate the citizens of Carroll County.
If folks want to get involved and learn more about the Robert Moton School, I know I can Google in, everybody can Google the Robert Moton School in Carroll County, but if they want to get involved and get in touch with you, how would they do that?
They can call me at 410-596-0289, and I'll be more than willing to sit down and talk and discuss particularly this project that we're trying to get going.
I believe that we have some momentum. You and your team came to meet with us and the commissioners the other day, and we're now looking at opportunities and looking at state and federal grants to assist you. And again, I do believe the best approach is getting the community involved.
Yes, it is. So. And we're planning on having some literature sent out, and we want to meet with organizations to explain what we're about and make this a community effort.
Hey, Bill, I really appreciate your time this morning. I think we have long ways to go to get into the results that we all want, but I believe we have some momentum behind us and some energy. I know you have a lot of energy along with your entire team, and I look forward to working with you.
And we look forward to the commissioners working.
Thanks.
Thank
and
you.
To Carroll County, again, this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein. Have a wonderful Sunday. Thanks. And always, life is good.